Once there was a lad, his name was Joe. He had a thought, a podcast show about a game that all would play. That game was Pokemon Go.
Hey, hey, the Waylord comes, as large as a ship and 100 tons. Hey, hey, the Waylord comes, he'll crush all in his way.
Welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast, where Charles doesn't get to do the intro because he's not at his house, that jerk.
Hey, look, I thought for show 500 we should do something extra special, and apparently you disagree because that was just the week intro that you normally do, but that's okay. That's all right.
You just start off by swearing right off the bat.
I was just talking about your donkeys, man. Why do you got to make it dirty? I don't even understand. So, but the episode 500, right? The story behind that, we leveled the show notes that, and Joe's like, what are you doing, Joe? I was like, because this is not the first time I've gotten right up to a decent number and then said, you know what? It just isn't right to do this show anymore. And we're shift on to something else. And by God, Joe, one of my shows I do is going to hit 500 before I end it. So that's this one. That is this episode right
here. If you make that your Instagram, you could quit your day job.
That's true. So we are doing call-in. Joe, you know how to do the pin at the top chat thing. If people want to get into our Discord tonight, we have Rob Roberts with us hanging out.
Hi, thanks for having me here. Just in time to see it all, you know, end.
Transition. We're evolving, right, Joe? We're mega evolving into a new
form. There you go.
So...
No, but I really do appreciate you all having me here tonight. I've always loved being on this show, the times I've been able to be on it. So great to have one more go with you both.
I love that you're here. The show came together, and what was it, 2000 and what year does this thing
2016.
Start?
2016.
Thank you,
1970.
And Joe and I rolled into Dragon Con that year with, you know, Mystic badges and Valor badges and Instinct badges. And I remember being on the first panel. I think it was the kickoff of one of the early panels. And I got to say, you know, Charles the Follower, I got podcasting, and I'm one of the two hosts of Pokemon Go Podcast. And from the back of the room, Rob goes, "That's who got the name."
Because
you had started Pokestop Radio, or was it Pokestop?
Pokestop Podcast, yeah. And it ran for a whole 6 episodes. And look at you got to 500. So, 500. You win this one. This time, you win. But OLR, we won't talk about that.
OLR is the hipster of podcasts. We were podcasting before there was podcasts.
Like, you joke, but
I know the stories. Okay, so there's a way to pin that as well. Oh, there it is. I'm gonna pin that message. So there you go. Anybody wants to jump on to our call tonight, there's the link in the chat on Twitch. And for all those of you who are downloading the podcast, got some more information for you at the end of the show. Just stick tight. Joe, we had a note on Reddit. That's a question. Now I'll ask you that question later. So Mr. Tambourine 19 titles this, "Fare thee well, Joe and Charles." It's like, thanks so long for all the fish. Or thanks for all the fish. So long. Dang it. I messed it up.
So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad it had to come to this.
Well, now you know in the show, wise and nerdy. Who's wise and who's nerdy? I'm just saying.
I'm both. So you're the N?
I'm the N.
For show 500, you couldn't say so long and thanks for all the Magikarp. Like, you...
This is why we have you, Rob. This is why we have you, Rob. That would have been more perfect. Actually, that should be the title, Joe. So long and thanks for all the Magikarp. Oh, that'd be good. Mr. Timmery says, "Fare thee well, Joe and Charles. Unfortunately, I will not be able to participate in the final live broadcast of the Pokemon Go podcast. By the doof of a son has a school play I'll be attending."
That's me next week.
Yeah. That being said, I would like to express my appreciation for the show and to highlight my favorite moment of this great podcast. I first started listening to the podcast a few years back. My former job had me traveling quite a bit. This was one of the podcasts that made those long drives bearable. Picked up a lot of tips and tricks about the game from Charles. No, you didn't. Okay, he qualifies that. It was from Charles, Joe, and Brian Ibbett. Well, maybe not so much from Charles. Like, no. Yeah, you did not pick up tricks for the game for me. I started catching the Thursday night Twitch broadcast about 2 years ago, and it's been a blast. My favorite moments from the show was Charles catching a shiny Aeron live, which, if I recall, he didn't really realize it was shiny until it was pointed out to him.
It's 100%
true story. True story is like, hey, cool, look at this weird little thing. And everybody goes, it's a shiny. I'm like, what's a shiny? I don't know what you're talking about. and then didn't Gnar want to murder me because I caught one of those?
Because he didn't have one.
And I didn't even know what I had.
Yep.
Okay, back to the note here. I still get a laugh at his frustration over the inability to catch a Snorlax. I did not catch a Snorlax legit until it was handed to me in a box in the stupid game.
It's true.
I remember this. I remember this frustration with you and Snorlax go way back.
Yeah.
And then he skinned it, and now he wears it.
That's true. It's in my studio. Oh, I got the Snorlax skin. Okay.
It's nice to know when we decide to finally uninstall this app after all these years, we could do something with all those things we've collected over the years besides sending them to the candy factory.
Which one's worse, Rob? Would you rather have all these Pokemon you can do nothing with or a whole bunch of real life Beanie Babies?
I'm going to say the Beanie Babies. Here's why. Because I'm going to one-up you, as usual. Okay, here it is.
He's already got them.
No, not that. But my mother, before she left this earth, you know, may she ever rest in peace, she has a large collection of, she used to love QVC, as old ladies do, right? And her favorite person on QVC was Richard Simmons. And Richard Simmons would get on there and sell these dolls that were some cross between like Beanie Babies and old people doing exercises because that was his target audience. She has them all. She has an entire doll collection of the Richard Simmons old people doll collection that's sitting in the corner of the, you know, living room that my dad, you know, has to deal with for now. But someday that collection's going to be mine. All the
right
shinies
on top of that arcade behind
all the shiny
you.
Simmons.
That's right. All those shinies can Pokemon go to hell, but those those Richard Simmons dolls, those are mine.
What though? I still remember fondly Richard Simmons. I think that's pretty cool.
Legit, I love that guy. I'm very sad he disappeared, but you know, some days, Charles, if today says anything, you know that some days when you're done, you're done.
That is true. I just realized you have this ginormous Master Ball behind you.
Yeah, I do. I do. We'll be burning that later.
Home can't see it, but I get
yeah.
to see
yeah,
it.
I can
burn it in effigy.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
Not quite.
So my husband is addicted to this. I shouldn't say that word, but he's addicted to this website online where you can play crane games for free. I think it's Tariba or something. I'm not going to give him free advertising. Never mind. I didn't say that. I don't think that's their name. But you can win prizes on this crane game site, and he won that. So this thing shows up in a cardboard box on our front porch one day, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And of course, his first reaction is, oh, I got it for you.
Hey, what can you say?
Boy, yay. Yeah, more stuff. Yay.
Oh man.
All right, back to Mr. Tiberine. Being a longtime Trekkie, I geeked out when Voyager's own Garrett Wan brought his insights about playing the game. Best moments were the 2 years when I and my son were able to travel to Atlanta for GoFest and hang out with the guys. All that being said, I want to say good luck in your future enterprises. I thought I'm playing the game until I hit level 50, but I'm sure it'll not be nearly as much fun without you guys.
That would have been such a great pun. Garrett Wong in Enterprise, except he was on Voyager. Oh.
Yeah.
So good.
It should have, I do that in your future voyages.
There you go. There you go.
CD, or as you know me, Mr. Tambourine. And then Budget Bar, 1123, bar none. I know it's you. Just admit it. It's okay. Hear, hear, Mr. Tambourine. I, too, travel quite a bit on the road of this sort of United Kingdom. The dulcet tones of Cho and sage words of Charles were often played on my journey. I have been listening for the last 18 months quite regularly. I remember when you tried to do a split show and a solo show and it didn't quite work. You definitely are a pair that needs to be together. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
It definitely, the magic works when we're together. I know over the last year, the love of the game dimmed. That said, thank you for the memories and the laughs. Thank you for perseverance. Thank you for the name checks. It all means a lot. Don't be sad it's over. Be glad that it happened. All the best, Budget Bar. And to the point, we can still be your sage words and dulcet tones. If you just keep subscribed to this stream or this channel, it's going to come right into the feed in 2 weeks.
He called your words sage.
he did.
More like, yeah. We need to burn sage to get rid of it.
No. I think he got the letters mixed up and he meant to put not S A G E. I think he meant to put G A S E, gassy, the gassy words of Charles McFall. I think the letters just got mixed up. We can fix that in post, right?
Yeah. We need Rob on the new show. Rob's going to be the in-house fact checker.
Oh, great. I can't wait. I can't. Fair and balanced fact checking with Rob Roberts. I can't wait. Yeah.
So that was from Reddit. So thank you guys. If you send in an email, neither Joe nor I have the ability to check it right now. It's literally one computer that we have that can check that. We're going to fix that problem in the next show. But this is not goodbye. This is let's see you tomorrow, right? Pokemon is not going to pop up for us as a game, but Wise and Nerdy, really, everybody who's got a chance to hear it said they can tell how much fun we're having. Yeah, Joe and I just, the magic's there, the fun's there, and it's just a blast. So if you've enjoyed anything we've done outside of the actual talking about the Pokemon, the jokes, the energy, Joe brings some serious words. Last week's episode, holy cow, man, he nailed it. So we will definitely stay tuned. That's all I can say. Yeah. If you just don't unsubscribe, you'll get a beautiful thing in your podcast catcher, and that's going to be great.
This isn't goodbye. This is see you in the back alleyway after midnight.
I don't think I can say that to people.
I mean, you can say anything you want. It's how they react might be a little,
You know, there's a quote that I don't know what the movie is. It's some kung fu movie, but it's sorry you chose to take what I meant in a way different than I meant it. Sorry you chose to say what I said in a way that different than I meant it, which is great. Lincoln says he'll bring the Narcan.
I'm sorry you're so sensitive. Yeah, that kind of apology, right?
Yeah. Joe, you said there's an experience of the week.
Yeah, there's actually two in there now. There weren't any when we first started streaming. But yeah, there are two in there. So Creeper Kid, who is here live, posted his haul for the week. A shiny Skarmory, shiny Amoongus, shiny Crustle, and a shiny Blastoise. So that is awesome, but I am sorry you didn't get your shiny Digger Boy.
Yeah, I know Creeper Kid was looking for that one, but good job on the rest of that stuff. And what's your other experience?
The other experience comes to us from Rock Eddie. He says, yesterday I got my second Pokestop that I can reach from my room. And if I walk to my kitchen, I can also reach that other gym.
Nice.
So that is...
No, it's not. He's the one that thinks they're fixing the game, which is all a great perspective, and I'm not mocking him for that. But he's the one who wants to get out. Don't reach that from your kitchen. You walk across that backyard, sir. You climb that fence, and you get that gym. It's your gym to take.
You're no longer sending your spouse in there to make a sandwich. You're sending him to catch a Pikachu.
Babe, give me that bow-tied Pikachu and a ham sandwich while you're at it. Thanks. to Rob, no, you've mainly, this whole time that we've known you through the game, you've mainly been an Ingress kind of player.
Yeah.
You still dabbled with some of the others. Have you been playing Pokemon Go, or have you been kind of out of it a little bit?
I do, but I stopped giving it money some time ago. So I'm kind of on the free-to-play bandwagon, and I think something happened a while ago. I missed an event. Oh, you know, I was on a cruise, actually. I went on the Star Trek cruise not that long ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I missed the Hoenn Day or whatever it was. Well, we were in Cabo, and it was like, I can enjoy Cabo San Lucas on an anniversary trip with my spouse, or I can play Pokemon Go. So, of course, I did both, and I had my Bluetooth. I had my Bluetooth with me catching while we kind of walked around. But I it was like, you know, you get to a point where you're missing. Oh, no, I remember what the first crack in the dam was. I broke my streak on the collection challenge medal. And it was over something really dumb, too. And I was so mad about it. And, you know, kind of when you start to let some things go like that, it's like, eh, I don't need it. What am I going to do with 500 shiny Swinubs? You know, it's okay if I let a few things go. So I'm pretty filthy casual when it comes to Pokemon Go these days. But to be fair, I would say I'm still pretty casual when it comes to Ingress. You know, Ingress is kind of barely hanging on as well. Now, I don't think their PR is making as ridiculous statements as, you know, is happening in Ingress, or excuse me, as happening in Pokemon Go. And I'm going to get on a soapbox, so y'all better be ready. It's very clear to me Niantic's a very siloed company right now. And the team that is doing Pokemon Go is very different from the team that does Ingress, very different from the team that does Pikmin Bloom, right? And none of these games seem to be able to talk to each other or effectively cross-promote outside of what I think we had an Ingress shirt in Pokemon Go. Whoopee!
Yes.
That's nothing, okay? So, you know, Ingress, I will say, for better or for worse, even if the game has been having a hard time retaining the player base, they actually instituted a new feature that not every player loves, but it actually really helps players in rural areas. And that is a PvE faction. So there's a new red faction in Ingress that will start to take portals on their own. And they tend to do it in areas that are very gray. And while that might not sound like a great thing for rural players, it actually is, because it creates low level portals in rural areas for people to take over and help level up, so that they kind of like have something to do in the game if there isn't another player that's actually actively combating them for territory. So I actually think some of the big fielders have problems with it, and I understand the perspective, but I like the fact that they're trying something radical and new to address a problem in the game. So there's and on top of all that, they've been bringing live events back. We just had a huge event that happened in Jacksonville this last weekend, which was great and got a lot of the community going again. Even if you're not in Jacksonville, there's ways you can help. You know, I don't want to dive too into the weeds on the Pokemon Go show, but there's other ways you can help. And it's bringing that community, at least what's left of it, together again. It's nice to see a game experimenting and trying new features as opposed to taking them away.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and that's the same, but it's weird, right? It's the same company.
Right.
That's where that silo comes in. I was going to ask you about Pikmin Bloom, if you were still
playing that. How it's going. I love Pikmin Bloom because it's passive. You know, it's just, and I understand people that are really upset with this decision. Completely valid. I get it. And they're turning off Adventure Sync and all that stuff, which I think you did, Joe.
I did.
I haven't gone quite to that length, because I figure if Niantic doesn't have my data, Facebook does, everybody, you know, it's all out there at this point, but I get it. So with Pikmin, I like it because it's a passive game, right? It's very like set it, forget it, or it tracks your steps, you know, or, you know, a couple times a day you fight a mushroom, but like, you don't even have to be right there. Like, as long as I can see a mushroom in range of my scanner, I can go get. So imagine like if you opened your scanner and if you just saw a gym, even if it was like at the park near you, you could go attack it. That's what you can do in Pikmin. And so that's what I kind of like about it. It's not as hardcore of a collection game, but they're finding a decent game loop. It's taken them about a year to find the right rhythm. But they found a decent game loop. And because I love all AR games, I will try everything. If I could get a beta for the Monster World game, I'd love to try it. I played NBA All World. I played that for a hot minute, and I think it is terrible. And the reason why it's terrible is because they're trying to shove a like traditional video game, like a NBA 2K type of game, where you walk to a basketball court and do this. And
the sports ball is all about
The sports ball arena. You walk there and you do that, but you're essentially not even doing anything active. You're staring at your phone, playing a really bad basketball game on your phone with touch controls to like take over the court. Like I just don't think it's, but Pikmin was a little rough at first too. I hope NBA can find their rhythm, but just right now it's not fun. It is not fun. All it is, it's just, they're trying to bring in an audience they haven't been able to bring in yet. That's all that game is. So, but that's why, you know, Niantic is just, my biggest advice for Niantic after this whole debacle, you've got to unsilo the company. I realize these are very well protected IPs that you're working with, but you've got to unsilo the company, because the way certain games are working and being run and listening to the fan base are not the way other games are being run, clearly. And then the other thing is that I think the worst mistake Niantic's made through all of this, and I know you guys have covered this in depth and I don't want to kick this, but the worst mistake they made in all of this, to announce a change like the one they did and to not have a positive to offset the negative. Because what was the positive in that? They linked to a blog post that teased a bunch of, I don't actually know what they were teasing.
Just a PR statement saying we like to play outside, basically.
It was, and sorry to get your bleeper button out, but it was smoke up my ass is what that statement was. That is all that was. And it was such a rookie bad PR like thing. Is that like how it's very frustrating to watch them shoot themselves in the foot so colossally hard, especially when we know there's rumors of like maybe routes are something that's been leaked in the data files for a long time, which sounds a lot like Ingress Missions, which if it works like Ingress Missions would basically be that if you walk a certain route, so you go spin this stop, drop a Pokemon in this gym, you do a certain route, you get a permanent badge on your profile that shows you completed this. That's the way it works in Ingress. So I'm assuming it would be similar in Pokemon Go. Like at least if they could have said, hey, we're going to be increasing the amount of remote raid passes or, you know, but to get people out, we want to debut this new feature called routes. And for the first route that you do every week, you'll get a free remote raid pass or something like that. Like something to offset it would have been so, but it's not like it's the first time this year they've delivered bad news without good news. It's just, I don't know what they're thinking. It's really tragic.
No, you wouldn't be upset if you didn't care. So what was your favorite thing about playing Pokemon Go?
Actually, you know, and this is going to be ironic considering the current situation, but I actually liked seeing all the people out in the world playing the same game. And I think Niantic desperately wants to recreate the summer of 2016 and those magical moments, and cannot admit that those days are never coming back. That was a very special moment in time that is not going to be recreated in the same way. There's other ways they could do it. I still do not for the life of me understand why an event like Pokemon Go Fest has to be limited to one park in the entire nation, especially when they know and they advertise on their website, Community Day, that there are all of these parks, all of them within 100 miles of even their rural players, where people tend to gather and play this game. And they could turn that on at every park, and then people would gather that way. It just blows my mind that they have these things right in front of them. God bless them. I've never seen a company so attached to their mission statement that they're willing to burn the entire house down to save that mission statement.
That's definitely borderline demon fillery would bring in, and you know, careful. We don't need to invoke that much. Going on. I don't have my button. I'm not ready to. I can't ward him off. I don't have the whole preacher thing going on. So do not invoke that demon. We're show
five. Imaginary nomad. Imaginary nomad. Imaginary nomad.
You have said the name and have summoned me to your wonderful program at Pokemon Go.
Is it the lispy demon, Fillory?
Hi, Daddy. Long time.
No, that's Wise and Nerdy. Daddy's and Wise and Nerdy.
It's good to see you, Chuck McFall and Joseph.
Oh, no. No.
Rob Roberts, it's good to see you.
Hi. For a brief second, I thought you called him Rock Roberts. You lost the rock from your Rock Got a Podcast and you went to Rob.
Rock type Roberts, that's it.
I have been listening from afar for so long. And Rob, I hear you. You are unhappy with what us at Niantic have been doing. Yes, Charles, you have been correct this entire time. I am Demon Fillory. But what you don't realize is I've been listening from the shadows. And everything that you hate about this game has all come to fruition because of your words. I have been taking them and bringing them back to Niantic, bit by bit, and feeding them into the game slowly and surely. Rob, you said you couldn't think of one positive thing that has happened. I'll give you 713.46 million reasons of what positive things have happened into the revenue of this game.
Joe, get the holy water.
Yes, okay. You don't understand.
You know who's got the holy water is Rock Eddie. Rock Eddie's got the holy water. But he's being quiet.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
Save us, Arceus!
We don't care that you can't play the way you used to.
Tugus Rose is here too. Save us, Tugus.
There's nothing to do to save you or your game. And hopefully, slowly but surely, we can overtake your community and have all your information.
I just need to sprinkle the Mountain Dew on him.
that does make some sense. Rock Eddie says they're fixing the game. He's loving the game. In Rock Eddie, in like Arizona, which is the neighborhood of hell,
where he's boiling.
Didn't he play in 120 degree weather or something?
Oh, we're fixing the game, but just not in the way that you guys want it.
Take us to church. I don't have my church button, Tugus. I can't save the day. Oh my God. I blame you, Joe. Rock Eddie, take care of this fool.
I just logged in. What happened?
We got invaded by a demon.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Okay, so what's the problem? Is what Rock Eddie says.
Throw a master ball at him.
Oh my God. Oh, Phil, that's about it. I could just say his name. That's all I have.
I'm just a product that you have created. If you want someone to blame, go into the bathroom and stare at the mirror for hours, Charles.
Look, this might be true, but this is not a place for truth right now. This is just a place for reminiscence and moving on to the next thing.
I called in on your 300th episode. I was kind, excited to talk. You gave me nothing but problems and heartbreak.
Since this is a night of closure here at Pokemon Go, I want to pitch the question to Demon Daddy that had come up earlier in the program, and that is, when all is said and done, and I finally decided to uninstall this beeping game after, you know, whatever long time, what do I do with all of my Pokemon at this point, Demon Daddy?
Oh, well, I mean, the best thing to do, especially your legendaries and shinies, would just be to shred them all and send them back to hell so that we and Niantic can collect each one of them up, and sit on them on a throne of shredded Pokemons.
Is that Pokemon Home? Like, if I scratch off the letters on Home, does it become Pokemon Hell? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying.
That's Pokemon Forever Sleep. It's a different app that will be coming out.
Oh, Pokemon Sleep Forever. Yes, I've heard of that. Oh, okay. That answers everything.
I'm glad our PR and our marketing department is, you know, reaching out further than just the Ingress and the Monster Hunters. I'm glad that Niantic here at the PR Productions is doing well.
So, I do have a question for the Demon Fillery. Were stickers in the game meant be very devious and somehow soul catching, or are they just a distraction for the simple minded?
Well, I mean, this is Pokemon Go. Distraction for the simple minded is what we do at heart. But with the sticker question, yes. So originally I pitched it so that they would take up space in your bag, so that you would have to spend more money to get more bag space. But unfortunately, we test ran that down in Australia and it didn't work well. And if you can't, you know, if the prisoners down there in Australia said that it's not working, then of course it's not going to work anywhere else. The main point of having stickers was to make sure that you could still collect something and spend money, but also be that person that doesn't put them on a gift, so that the person that gets the gift says, what did I do to not fully deserve a sticker? I know they have hundreds of stickers sitting in their bag, but they deemed me not special enough to get a sticker. So what it really was there for was to tear the community apart, but on a singular level, with people that don't actually know you, but know you well enough in a Discord community to start talking behind your back. It's planting the seed and letting the hatred grow.
Well, drag me to hell, Demon Daddy, because you just called out exactly what I do on that game, and that is not attach stickers, because are you worth the extra two taps that it takes to attach a sticker? No. And do I like to hoard stickers as well as little pocket monsters? Yes. I'm not gonna send the sticker. What if the sticker never comes back?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I always got the same dumb sticker, so I didn't send it to anybody except Tugas Rose. So I made sure to send only Flower Crown stuff to you, because, like, you get my trash. You take the trash stickers just to poke at her a little bit, which made me laugh.
I always, when I have to do it for a quest, I always send the same sticker. It's the little Pikachu going, oh yeah, because that one just drops
from Pokestop. I hate that one.
So, well, Charles, you can't be bothered to open my gifts for the last 2.5 years anyway. So,
you've been opening gifts for everyone else except you, Rob Roberts.
I'm aware.
I opened Tugas's on Thursdays, most Thursdays, some Thursdays.
Well, even I think my good friends. Demon Fillery has had his gifts opened up in the last 24 hours.
Oh, that is not true. The game has been off my phone for weeks now. That is, don't listen to the demon.
Well, he gets online on Thursdays, but he's lying. Your rock god is no deity at all.
Tugas is calling him out. You stopped sending her gifts when she stopped coming to the live shows.
No. Slowly plant those
seeds. Hold up. Is Charles's in-game name Rock God of Pod?
It's one Rock God of Pod.
Oh, there it is. Okay, that's why.
He put a one in front of it so that he would be at the top of people's lists.
I guess we did. I guess we finally did hit 4 stars at some point, because I was like, I thought we were sitting at like 3 with like 1 day to go for like 1.5 years. But look, see this send gift button? I can't tap it. You know why? Somebody has an unopened gift.
Because there's an arrow.
I'm not even in the game. anymore.
It's true. It says you haven't been on for 2+ days. Why can't they just put an actual counter there?
That's a feature of Ingress, where when you open the scanner, it literally says, hello, it's been this many hours since we've last seen you. And because the teams don't talk to each other, they don't know how to implement that, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
there's really a random person behind you. Don't let him steal your Pokemon.
This boy never could get into Pokemon, and I tried it. They can't hear you. Shut up.
I am into Pokemon.
I'm going to punch you in the face. All right. You can do that to assistants, right? I mean, in California, it's like part of the job perks. You get smacked around every once in a while if you're a personal assistant. What are the
perks?
But I've always opened up real life gifts. And Joe, you and I got our first Go Pluses from Paul Puck. And then ultimately, some wonderful listener to the show actually sent me the Switch that I have with Eevee Let's Go. Now, see, it's a two-sided sword, right? I was like, ooh, the Switch. Oh, it's Eevee. Good. But yeah, I was very grateful.
And I got Let's Go Pikachu.
And you got Let's Go
Pikachu. I didn't get Eevee. Neener, neener. Sucker.
And so, you know, I'll make it up to you, Tugas and Lincoln and even Demon Fillory. When you see me in the real world, you can bring me a bottle of spirits, if you will. You know, Gengars. You can bottle up some Gengar spirits, and I'll open it with you. Tuga says thanks for the gift. Joe!
Gengar spirits? Is that Malort? Like, what?
No. Oh, my God, no.
Malort, no. Malort is Grimer. Grimer spirits.
Okay. Sorry to get that confused.
Gross. Although the Malort is the favorite drink of certain demons. He muted himself, but he's still trying to talk.
get the Ouija board. We can't hear him. Oh,
Malort is actually delicious, and you just have to have a refined palate. If your palate is not used to such delicacies.
Beverly is my favorite drink at World of Coke as well. Like, I get it. We're on the same page.
Yes, if you're there drinking.
You need like 5 or 6 shots before you drink it.
What was that, Rock Eddie?
The Malort is not that bad as long as you have a few shots before you drink it.
Okay. Straight, no ice.
I got it. Dragon Con, we're going to do Malort mixed with Beverly. Pass it around. Oh my God. Pass it around. Pass it around. Yum.
The power of Chris compels you. I want everybody going out of this conversation.
To Gizro, I don't even know what Beverly is, so. No, it's, not Beverly, okay. Why?
It's a very interesting concoction you can only have at the World of Coke.
Yeah, Joe, you need to travel to Atlanta. We're going to do some traveling this year.
It's
each other, but.
Is it alcoholics? I don't drink alcohol.
No.
Beverly's not, no.
Look, you shut it, Joe. You drink what I tell you to drink. So, you come to Atlanta. We're going to take you to the World of Coke. And you go through, it's a really interesting place. And the one in Atlanta is the best one. They have some smaller ones in Vegas and other places. But
you're literally paying a lot of money to sit through a 45-minute Coke commercial. And then you get to drink free drinks at the end. That's literally what the World of Coke is.
I mean, Rob's not incorrect on that. And Beverly. So. You can get some of the sodas from or Cokes from South Africa and Japan and all over the world because they have their own mix and ways to do it. And there's one called Beverly that I have no idea where they made it. It's renownedly
Italy.
Horrible. Is it Italy? Oh, my
God. It's supposed to be a palate cleanser between, like, wines is what it was designed for.
Soda.
More like a digestive palate. System cleanser. Is that what you're saying?
It's like the Toxic Avenger is your sommelier. It's so bad. But some of them are really good. And, Joe, Ed, you walk away with an actual glass bottle of Coke that nobody ever does anything with, and it turns into dusty trophy 20 years later that you throw out. Yeah.
Okay.
Or you have, like 75 pennies in it.
There you go. Rob laid way too far into this bit. I don't even know how to get us out of it.
Me?
Yeah, Rob. California is to blame for everything wrong in this country.
Wait, are you in California right now and you didn't even tell me?
No, if I was in California at all, the entirety of the state, I would make sure to come see you.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because I know I'm just like a 10-minute drive from L.A. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Rock Eddies. Pokemon, right? Pokemon, am I right? Tugas, hey, Tugas, the Discord chat's there if you'd like to pop in live. And yeah, she and a friend of hers, an acquaintance, a person, I'm not sure what the, I don't try to classify it, it's whatever it is. They decided to watch Picard on Thursday nights instead of be here. And hey, I was jealous. You know, why are you going to pick an old man over a rock god? I'm just saying. So, Rock Eddie, you are definitely looking forward to moving on in the game. You're playing good. What's been good for you this week?
So yesterday I had like a really bad day at work. I was so mad, annoyed. But when I got home, I saw that one of my nominations got approved, and now I have two Pokestops that I can spend from my room, a gym. And if I work to my kitchen, I can spin another gym.
Okay. Now
that just seems so backwards to what you wanted to do. But I'm happy for you. I mean, they never gave me
my. Basically, I'm going to build my apartment complex to be the best grinding spot in the city where I'm at.
You Why heard not? It. You heard it. Rock Eddie's listed on Grindr right there.
Pokemon Candy Grindr. So, Rock Eddie, are you planning on going to GoFest this year? Because they have announced the locations and dates.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday morning at a park and in the city in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very excited to go. I haven't gone since Chicago before COVID.
Lincoln, can jump in. Lincoln just got muted his TV or whatever there.
There we go. Yeah, so for those that haven't seen it yet, they've announced three different locations. So August 4th, 5th, and 6th, there will be GoFests in London and Osaka, Japan. And then August 18th, 19th, and 20th, there will be a GoFest in New York City. And then the global worldwide GoFest will be August 26th and 27th. Although, as far as I know, all of them are ticketed. I could be wrong on the worldwide one, but definitely the on-location ones are ticketed.
It is ticketed, the worldwide one.
Okay.
It's in the store.
Yep. So, I'm not planning on putting any money into it, so I guess I'm not doing GoFest this year for the first time.
That's a weird split, instead of doing them all at once. You know.
Well, the one in Japan and the one in New York, I think, or no, not New York.
No, the one in London and Japan are at the same time.
Yeah, there you go. The London and Japan are the same.
Yep. Right.
But then when you buy the ticket, you're only allowed to buy one day. So I'm sure that there will be people who are super fans that are going to buy tickets to both and fly the in-between day to get the full three-day experience by going to all three GoFests.
Maybe that's what Niantic is going to reveal, as some sort of portal between the two of them.
We have starving devs that can't afford bread and cheese.
It's a $1 billion company. How can your devs not afford cheese?
I just caught a shiny pita.
$713 million a year and can't feed these devs. We need more.
Tugas put me in my place. Says she's my partner. I got her to play some Pokemon Go again, and she came a couple of times and subscribed. So there, I'm like, now I feel bad for, you know, mocking somebody that you got to listen to the show and all that. I'm just, all right, thank you. the backhanded thank you. But definitely would like you to listen to Wise and Nerdy, Tugas. Tugas, I'll say my favorite part of all this has always been the real people. In it, meeting Barry Falk, meeting Terry Wolf and Salt and Gnar. And I mean, I can't go down the list. I met so many different awesome people through all this.
But his favorite was Bagel Noob.
I didn't actually meet Bagel
Yes,
Noob.
You
Bagel
did.
Noob was on the show.
You met Bagel Noob. Yes, you did. You met Bagel Noob in Chicago.
According to my recollection, it got blacked out. I don't remember it.
Okay.
I had to rest my lord. I don't know what to tell you.
Unless that was the year. Maybe that was the year I went without you, actually. It might have been the second Go Fest. I met Bagel Noob in person.
I keep hearing everybody's favorite moments are about hanging out with people and going out with people.
Yes, when we want to hang out with people.
So look at us trying to reinstate this joy and love that you guys have with these people, and you guys are rebelling against us, but all we hear is, oh, I had so much fun with my community out there going to...
I did not say that.
Going out to Pokemon Go Fest down in Chicago and hanging out with everyone. Oh, but no, we're the bad guys. Not you.
You are. Nobody told me I'd go out playing. I said I like people coming and talking to me. And other than that one doofus who got me to drink my lord, his name shall not be mentioned, then, you know, I very much... It's the connections of the people. For sure. Lincoln Prime.
Don't you have phones? You can connect with people with phones.
This isn't a Blizzard game.
I was like, wrong company.
You don't think we have a hand through different companies in the gaming?
You can't talk to the people in your own company, but you can talk to people at other companies. Got it.
I don't like the people I work with. That's why I'm
okay.
They all smell like brimstone.
Joe, we've got to run rampant all over here. What is something you want to say on the sunsetting episode of Pokemon Go podcast?
Well, Charles, what I have to say about that is
too bad. Rob, click, it's been good having you
click,
here.
Click, exchange, team medallion.
No, you did. Oh, I can't even see it. Did you swap?
Which Valor, one should I pick?
Valor.
Instinct. All right. Which one should I pick?
Chat. We're going Valor.
Chat's saying nothing. Tukas wants to know how we're dealing with Patreon going forward.
We'll mention it right after you're right. She's right. We should talk about it on the podcast so people hear it. Yep. So I've already put out a blast in Patreon. You know, I messaged everybody who's a patron and said, hey, we absolutely appreciate everything you've done for us, everything you wanted to be a part of the community, all that jazz. We're going to repurpose this for Wise and Nerdy. So unless you message us directly, one way or another, say, just leave me as a patron, we're going to boot everybody out, basically, because we don't want to take something from somebody who didn't mean to carry on with us. Just felt like it's the safest way. So we've got through the end of this month, basically. We'll wrap out this episode, let it publish this weekend. And, okay, Lincoln's there. So we will transfer that over to Wise and Nerdy. So if you want to just keep writing, so that's how we're going to deal with it. Thank you for mentioning that, because there was something else last week I was going to mention on the show for the podcast listeners. And I want to say thank you to all those who have been listening to Wise and Nerdy on this feed. It's been a really good, it's been really well received, and we appreciate you there supporting us in the next venture. And understand that, I mean, I'll be real with you. If you're here just for the Pokemon, you came to the wrong podcast, man. There's so many much better podcasts about Pokemon.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm surprised you guys made it this long.
Well, if I'd known you were going to show up, instead of being show 500, it'd been show 666. But, you know,
that's a low hanging joke. You could have been.
Rob, thank you for being such an honored guest. So here's what I do love about, I love a lot of things about what we've done with the show and the game, but Rob and I mostly just talked at Dragon Con till this came around. And I think we've done more episodes together on this series than anything else, really. You're on you're going to be on season 2 of Finding the Stories. That's in production now. I've got a producer working on that for me right now.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I felt like we taped that during the pandemic. Like, it was a while ago.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we absolutely recorded through the pandemic, and during when I was recording season one, and it just I had extra shows anyway. But Rob and I did that. But I've since the day I met Rob and Bobby, I've been wanting to do little side things, and this was a great opportunity for us to work together, and it's been a blast. Do that, Joe. We kind of stepped on you a little bit more. So, what did you land on? Are you true red all through and through, or are you just yellow belly?
I haven't picked yet. Tugas Rose says stay Mystic. Lincoln Prime right. says go to Valor. No one has said Instinct.
Except the Demon Fillery.
The Demon. What was that, Rock Eddie?
Why would you go Instinct?
Well, because nobody hard goes mode. Instinct. It's the most punk hard rock mode. Move to do.
Because then I can right. I can attack I everyone. Listen. I can wake up and choose violence every day.
I'll be honest.
Joe, are you looking for a new job? Because we had a position just opened up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your attitude would fit it perfectly. How do you think you would do in HR?
Never mind. That was a bad joke. I'm not going to tell that joke. Joe actually would be quite villainous at HR. I think he'd be good at it. But when Rob, when you're talking about Ingress has a new red team, that's these rebel, like contra rebels that just take over for their own thing. I'm like, I might pick up Instinct. That actually sounds, I mean, not Instinct.
Ingress?
Ingress. Thank you. I said the wrong thing. When Ingress has a new red team and yeah, the little rebels, like, rebels take over stuff in rural areas.
That kind well, of but you're, like you can't pick red. Red is the NPC faction, basically. So you can still that's only be stupid. The good guys, which are green, or you know the blue. No.
All right, you heard it here first. Charles is an NPC.
Yeah, if my res friends happen to be listening, I always have to take a little jab where I can. But you know, whatever team you play for, just don't take it too seriously. Because some people out there take it way too seriously, and it's just it's not.
This is Charles you're talking about. He wouldn't take it too seriously.
There's no postcards for what it's worth.
I mean, have you seen him?
But are there flower crowns?
Take anything seriously?
No, there's no flower crowns. Just a van.
Down by the river. Take it.
It's got free Wi-Fi though. It's for the
joke. Do it, Joe.
Oh my god!
All right, it's the end of the world. I just went to Valor.
Yeah. There you go. Malicious compliance, right there.
So Joe, a shiny Pidgey or a B-Dove.
Yeah, let's get a shiny Wurmple. I mean, come on, they're all dumb. Hey, Tugas, Valor does have cookies. Look at this. Look at this. Got the world famous Insomnia cookies sitting right here. Joe can have one later. Good boy, Joe. Good boy.
Yeah, so they're only 10 milligrams, so it'll be a nice, easy night for you, Joe.
Yeah, you eat what enjoy I tell you to, Joe. Cookies. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got you, man.
Grow on Adult Swim and just sink into the couch and let it happen. You'll be fine.
Joe, are you going to keep playing the game going forward for a while?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
One last find out for you. We've all talked about different things that we've liked and enjoyed. What's the thing that you're going to miss the most from the community, the game, whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Groupies.
Yeah, the groupies. I am gonna miss experiences with people. As much as we really don't like the direction, and it's not that we dislike playing outside with people, it's we dislike not having a choice. And so you know, we've said that our best experiences have been with people, and it's true. And so, yeah, I am going to miss that. I'm going to miss it a lot.
But Joe, if I understand, all these experiences you're talking about are they're rare, occasional moments. They're mm-hmm. they're event
like once or twice a year.
as opposed to every single day, which is what the game loop is trying to get you to do.
Exactly. Yep. It's true.
Yeah, so definitely carry on with this. So here's what's going to happen next. We're going to do a little after show here for everybody who's live and just hang out like we do for a few minutes. But then next week, Joe is celebrating his high holy holiday, May the 4th, doing something with Star Trek. I don't understand what he's mixing it up for. But 2 weeks, 2 weeks, May 11th, we'll be back here on this channel. We got to look at changing it from Pokemon Go Podcast to Wise and Nerdy, but we'll be doing live at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We're just going to start recording Wise and Nerdy live on Twitch, and you know that'll be in the feed that you're unsubscribed to now on Anchor or through Anchor, wherever you know, you get it from. So if you're subscribed as a podcast listener to Pokemon Go Podcast, you'll automatically get the show. If you have the notifications turned on with Twitch, you'll be notified when we go live in 2 weeks, and then every week after that, we're going to be doing that and hoping that everybody comes along and has fun. And we really, and Joe, I want to say what I want, and I want you to say what you want. I really want it to become a bigger, like this has been a great big organic show with Cheeky Nashville, right? Just fans doing their own thing to co-create and be a part of what we do. You know, Tugas coming in with sending me all the flower crowns, stupid stickers. Yeah, those kind of things. We want Wise and Nerdy to be more of that, more of bad dad jokes. We got a few bad dad jokes to tell tonight on the show. You know, you get to really come and play more with us. So that is what's going on there. Rob, where can they find you on the web, sir?
Well, if you enjoy video game podcasts, and once in a while I bring up Pokemon Go and the other games I play, but I play a lot of different games, I would check you to, or encourage you to check out the very long-running, very, 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 very long-running Orange Lounge Radio, which is available where fine podcasts are made, and it's also a part of the Voice Geeks Network, twitch.tv/VOG Network or vognetwork.com. We tape live on Sunday nights. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter again, at Mr. Rob Roberts, Mr. Rob Roberts, if you want to keep in touch there, and I tend to plug all my stuff there, so. Thanks. By the way, thanks so much for having me. I really, it's an honor to be here on this last program and on and off throughout the years. I've really appreciated it. I do hope you'll invite me on your show, Wise and Nerdy, at some point, so that, you know, when I come visit, it can be wise and nerdy and very good looking.
the good looking stepdad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not asking the other one, Joe. You've got to ask him.
the demon fillery?
I am done with the demon fillery. I've tried to ban him so many times. He's such a liar, but yeah, you handle that.
All right, what do you want to plug, demon? I see people walking behind you. Don't get a jump scare.
I don't want to plug anything. Satan. And you know what? If you open up your heart, he might plug you. Just remember, he'll be your Beelzebub. He's not really that bad if you just get to know him.
Oh, all that man.
Also, you know what? I like pretzels.
That's the best. Oh my god, I'm stealing that. That is the best plug ever. I like pretzels. Lincoln Prime, you know,
there's so many carbs in pretzels. You really are the devil.
Yeah, but they're delicious.
Yeah. Lincoln, is there?
I'm here. Our group's got the raid train going on Sunday, 10 a.m. Right. Pioneer Park, downtown Mesa, Arizona. Come on down. I want to thank Joe for demonstrating the correct way to get the cookie/token to change your team.
It just goes to show that no bad decision can, all bad decisions can be changed. I don't know. Rocketti, I know you've got your community stuff going on and you're talking about streaming again. I really hope you do. I hope you build that up. So what would you like to put out there into the world?
Oh,
I really hope that Niantic keeps pushing towards more in-person play. I really like the new feature they just added where you can actually see that players are raiding at a gym far away. That's a great update. Hopefully they can do more. And this game has been around for a long time. Anything update. It's 7 years. It's separate update. Give us something new. Stadiums, Poke Centers. Give us something to get excited about. Players are not going to get out if it's just the same old thing. I will. I'll get out. I'll get out anyways. I'm going to go walking, but they won't. But I'll cut it short. You can follow me at Rock8033 on Twitter or School of Rock8 on Twitch. I will be going back on gaming in a few months once I'm done with certain parties at work. I'll have more time. But for now, I'm very busy at work and unfortunately, I cannot play anything.
And I get that, being busy at work and all that. But yeah, definitely, I hope you do more on your channel. I've watched a lot of popping in and seeing the stuff you were doing before. School of Rock Yeti on Twitch. And you know what? You're gonna like the new stuff going forward. You're gonna see a side of Joe that you've never seen before. I can just tell you right now.
Like when I declared my man crush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a Pedro style? You said
no. That Pedro Pascal accidentally invented our hashtag for us. That's another story to tell. But there's a whole bunch of dad stuff going on. Well, not we might not be your father, but we'll always be your daddy. There. So tune in in 2 weeks. Wise and nerdy to hear Joe say,
"Oh yeah, daddy." Whoa, daddy. Whoa.
Oh. Daddy, no.
No, daddy, no.
Oh, that's
just... Can't wait to see him down here. Deep South, Joe. You're going to fit in so...
Where, Texas?
Double deep South. I'm not going to do that.